Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Gold Diggers UK. Please do follow all our socials at Gold Diggers UK on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. My name is Cheyenne at Shy Carter.
I'm Sam at S4CK on two.
Tima at Teams underscore GH.
Brianna at Shackard.
Julia underscore Jirizada.
Brie at Brie Blue.
Now guys. There's no better place to start than with Arsenal Football Club. Nottingham Forest away in the FA Cup, third round tie. Once again, Arsenal go out. This is the second time in 25 years that Arsenal have gone out in the third round in the FA Cup. Sammy, talk to me.
Oh God, I don't want to say anything. I'm not going to lie, all I will say is it was a very disastrous performance. Honestly, like we were talking before, saying like, how can we play a game with no midfield? Like there was just, it was non-existent. All the players just looked like they just were rattled. I don't even know, how can you be rattled by Nottingham Forest? Their championship.
I mean, it's happened before.
I don't know
what's happening here. I'm not from Forest.
Honestly, I have no words to say, but the only thing is, I'm actually not mad. I'm not mad at it because Nottingham Forest actually deserved the win. And it just means less games that we need to play, so we have more focuses to get top four. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's all I have
but
to say.
Sammy, for you, realistically, Arsenal have a chance at two trophies this season. The Carabao Cup and the FA Cup. They're not winning the league. They're not in Europe. So, is it really a good thing that we're out third round of the FA Cup?
It's never a good thing. It's never a good thing to be out in the cup so early, especially with the standards that we have set ourselves in the last couple of weeks. We should not have come out at all, but it just goes to show like where our problems lie at the moment. And clearly the January window is so important. I swear, we need to just start doing all of those false positives until we are to the point where we have two midfielders. I'm telling you, let's just close our training ground till we have two midfielders. Please, please, I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees.
Julie, for you, what went wrong today?
Again, I think it was mainly the midfield. Like it was non-existent. But then what could we actually do?
Yeah.
Like half of them have gone to AFCON. And then you've got Xhaka, who's, I think, had COVID.
Tight calf muscle or hamstring between him and
Emil. He had COVID. No, him and someone else have COVID. Belugan. And then Tomiyasu and Smith-Rowe have the injuries.
Injuries, okay.
So yeah, it was just non-existent. But yeah, we was literally flat out. It was just boring to watch. They looked like they didn't know each other on the pitch. They looked confused to play. It looked like something happened in the changing room. They were all angry and they just came out like playing as individuals rather than a team.
Yeah.
And Brianna, for you?
Back to September Arsenal.
We're
right back where we started. Tactics, mid, lineup, mid. Everything about today was mid, top to bottom. Arteta, everyone was saying he showed intent by hooking Nuno in the first half, and we had other players that were there stinking out the pitch for the whole 90 minutes. So I don't know what was going on there. I feel like this to me is why I can never fully get behind Arteta. I like supporting and celebrating when we win, but it's why I can't fully get behind him, because when you take out certain players, the system doesn't function. This is why I so highly, at the beginning of the season, rated Liverpool, Liverpool and City, because I find that they have a system. I mean, obviously, our squad's caliber of players, they're not close at this time. Yeah. But the point is that the difference between Klopp and Pep and Arteta, you see it in games like today, where he cannot make things function once key players are missing.
What about Tuchel?
What about Tuchel? We don't talk about Tuchel.
In Tuchel we trust.
We don't talk about Tuchel.
For Brianna, for you, worst player on the pitch today?
That's tough. I wouldn't even say Nuno, because he was only on there for half an hour. Nketiah, to me, was bad. That was not good. That was terrible. A terrible showing. He offered nothing today at all. But then again, the midfield was missing. Holding, you already know, the back. I don't rate. In fact, Ben White, there. He was all right. But yeah. What I was going to say was, from the starting back four, mm-hmm. I don't really rate any of them. To like me personally, I don't really rate Nuno. I don't rate Cedric. Mm. I don't rate Holding at all.
Do you still want your club?
Who?
Well, there's Cedric. People that came on at the 90th
minute. Kolasinac came on today.
He's still an Arsenal player. He's still employed.
He's still there. When I saw Kolasinac coming on the pitch, I was like,
it's 2022.
I thought he was wrestling burglars somewhere. Like, why is he still in Arsenal?
So Wonder Sean Levin.
Sammy, for you, do you feel like when Gabriel is missing, that Arsenal back line doesn't function?
Yeah. You know what it is? I feel like with Arsenal, when we play our solid starting 11, there's chemistry and everyone knows how to play with each other. Saka and Tomiyasu clearly have a relationship and a great link up, which is why it works on the wings. Cedric and Saka, what was happening there? Saka was like, bro, I don't know what's going on here. There was just clearly no communication. And it just shows that even with the B team, it's not even the quality that we expect, because we still need to be winning these games and giving the chances to the B team to at least kind of like rise up to the occasion. So yeah, missing players like from our starting 11 is clearly showing. It really shows. It's very evident and I don't like it.
To be fair, I'm trying to think about it. I'm not making excuses for Arteta. Our best three midfielders were all missing. Right.
Pretty no much. Party, no Xhaka. And
who would you have released?
Oh Jesus!
Elneny, does he qualify?
So I was gonna say that. No, I wasn't.
But he probably would have put him.
He would have probably just better option
had he didn't go.
Yeah. He was in midfield.
But for me, again,
Patino and
he still brings him on when it comes to
Patino's
like.
Even the baby.
Who's that?
Charlie
Patino.
Come on,
the
23s.
He's even a baby, man.
You know what? He's a good player.
But how are you? But you're exactly. How are you partnering him with Lokonga, who hasn't played since when?
See what I was thinking of in my mind. I wasn't thinking of Elneny. I wasn't gonna lie. I was thinking that like Smith Rowe probably would have gone in their first choice before Patino.
Oh yeah, 100%. But obviously, like I feel like with the injury that they have, their minor injury, they'll be back soon. But it's like I'm not gonna force you to come on, even though we do need you right now.
Yeah.
So looking at the bigger picture of Arsenal then, do you think that this was poor planning from our summer window? We knew that Partey and Elneny would be missing for AFCON. We brought in Odegaard to and Sambi as partners for Granit Xhaka. No Aubameyang, no Pepe, and now Arsenal are back to square one.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what you guys think.
In a weird way, I disagree, because I feel like no one expected to have COVID come and attack the Prem like this, or just generally football like this. So Xhaka should have been playing.
Wait, from summer?
No, yeah, as in like we wouldn't have known that this would have been the situation that we were going to be in today.
I'm so sorry, Brianna's face.
But then isn't that... sorry, I didn't mean to... I didn't know. I'm just a bit confused because COVID was here in summer. Like so that is bad planning though, isn't it?
No, not really, but we still should have had the likes of Xhaka playing, we should have had the likes of Lokonga. Lokonga was bought for that purpose.
But Lokonga played.
Sammy, I think you've confused my question. Did Arsenal buy enough in summer to see us through the season?
Oh no. We didn't. We should have bought at least midfielders.
But the problem is that you can't just have like stockpile of midfielders because AFCON is there for 3 weeks. Like, you can't be doing that. Like, of course, like on loans or whatever, but I think you just can't buy like five.
And then speaking of loans, we loaned Ainsley to Roma yesterday. He played today, actually. Played very well. And we knew you always have to plan ahead for injuries. It's like, for example, last season when Liverpool went into the season with 3 centre-backs, everyone said risky, and it comes back to cost them. So Arsenal going into the season with essentially 2 midfielders, a 21-year-old in Sambi, and a fringe player in Elneny, that's not poor squad planning to you?
Mind you, Shaka's 29, and he should have gone. Ignore my app. When he re-signed, I said, this is a terrible idea.
I mean, he was linked all summer with Roma. And then
he was working for Roma.
And then I turn around and this guy's got a good new contract.
I know when Maitland-Niles went, he was punching the air.
Yeah.
He was definitely punching the air.
100%.
He looks happy, man. He looks very happy.
Who, Shaka?
He's happy because he still have game time.
Yeah.
I mean, to sign yesterday and then play today.
Yeah.
But wasn't he on Insta saying, like, he wants to play? Like, I just want to go somewhere where they'll play me, please.
Exactly. And to be fair, good on him, because whatever's going on at Arsenal is shambles.
Okay. Another question. I think, Julie, you can take this one. Trip away to Anfield is our next game. How do you see that going?
I mean, I don't know now, because I don't know what to make of their lies. So I don't know. Liverpool just,
what was the scoreline again against City?
2-1.
Okay.
But we had party.
We had our solid start at 11.
But I'm sorry, like, when did Thomas Partey become that player? Like, every time I go on Twitter, it's someone is complaining.
It's not allowed to give us a parting gift and say, here you go.
Every time I go on Twitter, I've never
been Partey out. It's been everybody else because his performance has been great. But
everyone's saying that he's fulfilled.
I think with Arsenal fans, whether or not his performances have been good or not, he's still the best midfielder they have available. As bad as his form has been, the quality and drop off from Partey to the next best is huge.
Mind you, he had a great game against City.
He did. That was probably his best game. The Arsenal shirt. After the United game.
You got robbed in that game.
We don't even need to
Who got robbed?
That one.
Arsenal. Team of the season.
It's all right. If it was Chelsea, she would have been screaming from somewhere else.
Listen, the amount of decisions that Chelsea have gone against Chelsea this season, let me not even talk about, sorry, continue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect anymore, just because I don't even know when what Smith Rowe and that are back.
If Xhaka has tested positive for COVID as of yesterday or today, he won't be available for selection on Thursday.
Really not? I thought they start isolation from symptoms. Like the
and
day.
If you get 2 negatives from day 5 and day 6, you can stop.
But today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Train. That's 4 days. Yeah. It's 4 days until our next game.
Oh, that's pee.
So we'll be without Xhaka and we'll be without Tomiyasu. And then the questionable ones we'll be about Xhaka. And then the questionable ones is Tomiyasu and Smith Rowe.
I mean, tight muscles, just stretch.
Just
stretch though.
But with Smith Rowe, you're very fragile. So I don't think it's just a stretch. Tight abdomen, just stretch. Because like, even the commentator said today, he doubts they're going to be ready for selection.
And lastly, just on the Arsenal topic, looking ahead. If you thought Anfield was the test, on Sunday we go away to Tottenham Hotspur.
That one we have to win.
Wait. How many big games have you got this week?
So let me explain. Because Liverpool had their COVID outbreak, the game got postponed. So we've got Liverpool on Thursday, Tottenham on Sunday, Liverpool on Wednesday.
But you're beating Tottenham, man. Tottenham are absolutely atrocious.
Did you watch us today?
This is the team that will potentially play.
I think if it's tight muscles, they will definitely be available for selection on Sunday. Xhaka will be back, but then we don't know how COVID is going to impact them. God forbid, we are
hopefully for Granit Xhaka in 2022. Then I prefer him, because I know he would actually play in the derby.
Hasn't he had COVID before?
Yeah, he has.
Most players have caught it twice, I believe. Especially like Liverpool ones as well.
Apparently they didn't.
But
catch
I think maybe the second time around the symptoms aren't as bad. So.
And then Sammy, your thought going into the North London derby? Confident?
I'm not gonna say confident. I'm just going to just take the day as it comes. Just see how it goes. Because I would have said I would have been confident prior to this game that we had today. But then watching this game, obviously a lot of players that that played today are, you know, the B team.
Wait, so players. Are you blaming your loss today based on the fact that you were missing all of your key players? Or were you just shit? Or is it a balance?
I say it's a balance.
I'm so sorry. I know I'm hosting, but I can't. Listen.
She's coming for Arteta.
Nottingham Forest are ninth place in the championship.
We shouldn't have lost at all, though.
Ninth place. I do not care if we were missing six first team players. Mm. We are playing a championship team.
That's true.
Your B team as a Premier League side, you should be able to beat Nottingham Forest. Did you see Liverpool today? They put out kids. They won 4-1.
I know.
GCSE students.
No, we stunk. The worst thing was Notts Forest as well actually stunk. We were just worse.
We were just worse.
It was terrible. Like, we couldn't...
I don't even know.
But can I just say something? Whether your players were at AFCON or testing positive or tight muscles, how many of those players would have actually started in the FA Cup against Nottingham Forest?
Yeah. I think Smith Rowe would have definitely played.
Smith Rowe would have started. They would have all started.
You would have played your first team against Nottingham Forest.
But at the end of the day, we don't have a Premier League game. So it's you can play your first team, go through. Then the one that would be concerning is, do we go to Anfield and play our first team, given that we have a North London derby on Thursday? Mm-hmm. But Tottenham also have Chelsea in the second leg of the cup that they won't make it through. Speaking of Chelsea Football Club, Lukaku.
I never wanted that man in my club, and I don't know why he's in my club. He needs to leave my club. And I don't know who he thought he was making that comment to begin with.
We had a discussion about his comment.
Let's start off with the comment. First off, who are you to come and say, the system, they're not playing football around me? What have you done for us to build a team around you when you've been inconsistent? No, let's put it this
guys,
way,
you
yeah?
created chances for
uh-uh.
you.
Let me, girl.
Let's speak.
I say this, yes, because if you're consistent and you're putting in the work day in and day out, you're scoring those goals, of course the manager will then look at it and be like, okay, cool, let's build a team around you. But then when you're injured, when you're inconsistent, then it affects the whole team. So unfortunately, you have to, you know, abide to the system that's in place already. He wants to be treated like a god, but I'm so sorry. The football, what you've been doing has been absolutely mediocre and underwhelming for someone that costed us 97 million or whatever the price tag was. So he should have sat his ass down and shut the fuck up and just scored as many goals as possible. I'm sorry. And I never wanted him in my club. And if he wants to leave, you can go and go back to Italy.
Timo, do you have opposing views?
Listen, I agree with most of that, what he said. But whatever Tuchel wants, I'll do. Listen, Tuchel could tell me to slap my mum as long as it... And you know what? Mom, I probably would. And she probably... she would understand. If it was going to help Chelsea Football Club, I would do it. But I think Lukaku... I think Lukaku got a...
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah. Honestly, slap my mother.
I would.
She gave birth to you.
If
for
Tuchel...
Lukaku. She gave birth.
Not for Lukaku, for Chelsea Football Club,
Chelsea.
I would.
He's part of Chelsea,
though. Well, okay. I think to myself, when I saw that interview, I was like, my guy just wants fresh pasta, innit? Like someone in London, some Italian restaurant, like, make him feel like
you
he's...
You should go to Franco's near Green Park.
Shout out Franco's. I think it was obviously very, very stupid. Very stupid. I think the comments, obviously he's trying to appease Inter fans, but he's also showing his very, very low IQ.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
How are you doing that interview? So no, but how are you doing that interview and you thinking that's going to come out well?
Yeah.
And apparently afterwards, he was still insistent that he didn't say anything that bad. That's the problem for me. The problem is not even, like, number one, doing an interview in the first place. Number two, after you see the reaction of your teammates and the manager, you're still saying, oh, it's not that bad. I looked at that apology interview. Why is he smiling?
That was hilarious.
Why is he smiling?
Your stuff, man.
You know they were behind him with, like, the key card, like...
Why are you smiling? Like, if you're going to make an apology, make an apology. I think to myself, like, I don't think the situation is irretrievable. I think if Lukaku scores 15 goals between now and the end of the season, like, it's going to be all right.
How many does he have now?
I think it's eight.
If he scores 15 goals between now and the end of the season, like, we're not going to be...
Remember we said 20 plus in the Premier League.
No, you said
20. No, we said...
You said.
Currently on 5 Premier League goals.
Premier League goals.
Premier
League.
What about overall?
Overall.
Overall. Not you. We're playing better.
Let's add 7 or 8. Let's
add the
Carabao
Cup.
7.
Okay.
97 million.
Cool. He's been out as well. Injured.
I don't care.
So what is he supposed to score from his hospital?
When he was playing, he should have been scoring hat tricks for 97 million.
Hat tricks.
Yes.
I don't know about all of that, but what I will say is, yeah, he's disappointed me because I've come onto this pod and defended him, innit? When he broke up his girlfriend, I was here defending him. And he turns around and gives us that. Like,
wait, was it also us?
So what is the pattern with Chelsea Football Club and strikers?
The thing is, like, I'm going to make a statement. Even if Chelsea... got Haaland in the summer, we would still be in exactly the same situation. We're not geared up for strikers to really bang, because the attacking players that we have, it just don't really click together.
No, because the striker that we have is very mediocre. That's the issue.
But even Havertz, even with Havertz there,
is not really an all-out number 9 player.
But he plays there. I think Chelsea fans I love Havertz, but Chelsea fans make excuses for him. If you're playing him up front, he should be banging in goals. I don't know why his standard and Lukaku's standard is not the same.
Because Lukaku was brought in to be a striker and score goals.
So what was Havertz brought in to do?
Havertz wasn't brought in to be on main number 9.
But what was he brought in to do? What was he...
Well, like, he wasn't brought in to do what Lukaku's meant to do. So I'll leave that at that.
Well... Is he not on our second striker?
No, but... Okay, even if he's our second striker, yeah, Havertz still puts in the work. He still scores. Champions League, who scored the winning goal? Was it not Havertz? Yeah,
okay.
Rinse that till.
Goodness, I will rinse it out. Yes, I will. Until the season ends, I'll rinse it out. That. Yes, I will. Bear in mind, we won it twice before you. So, you stay. Love you very much, babes. But, no, we honestly speaking, I don't think it's fair for us to compare Havertz and Lukaku. Yeah, I don't...
What? He's scored like 6 goals since he's joined Chelsea. 7 goals. Like 80 something million?
72.
75
million.
More than Pepe, wasn't it?
75 million.
Interesting.
But he did score the Champions League final goal, and Pepe is dancing somewhere. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. And remember, he came in on the Frank Lampard as well. Let's not forget that.
Brexit FC.
Yeah.
So, Chelsea fans, do you think Lukaku's relationship is now fractured?
Yes.
With the Chelsea fans?
Yeah, he's got a lot of making up to do.
And I think he's also, that comment didn't just affect his teammates and the fans, it even affected the executive board members as well. He's actually, I don't think he understands how much of a detrimental impact he's had by making that comment with Sky Italy, because it's like he had to do the whole apology. I'm not gonna, when I saw that apology, you could just tell, yeah, they were hanging him by a leash to say something on camera. I didn't buy it, but I genuinely feel like he literally dug himself a grave, and now he just needs to figure out a way to crawl out of it.
But the problem is Chelsea are not going to sell him. So it has to work. Both sides have to make it work.
Think it's just going to end up being a flop.
Do you ever see the situation going so far where it becomes Tuchel or Lukaku?
I think the situation has already been Tuchel and Lukaku.
Yeah,
and Chelsea and they made football, that clear.
And everyone has made it clear who they support, and it's not Lukaku.
It's not Lukaku, yeah.
How do you shift someone that costs 97 million?
But you don't.
Remember what Kepa for 72?
You've got to stick to it. Or you loan him out and the loan fees are so high that it covers off the fee. But I think Chelsea, neither side are going to, I think he's going to be here for at least another season.
Yeah, but I think he'll definitely go back to Inter on
loan. I really hope Chelsea do not send him back to Inter. For spite.
He'll bang there as well.
For spite, that's, I feel like he, we shouldn't let him
go. Exactly, that's the point, that he will bang out there, come back and be like, oh.
I just don't think the Prem is for him.
But he scored goals in Premier League.
Even at Man United, he wasn't great.
But what's the common denominator between United then and you guys now is that no one was creating chances for him, really. Well, that and his trampoline foot, but...
Oh, so, Breed, Lukaku out?
Absolutely. I never wanted him in.
Timo?
If Tuchel wants him out, he can go. If Tuchel wants him to stay, he can stay.
What do you want?
You want?
I want whatever Tuchel wants. Me and Tuchel won.
Okay, my opinion. With the Chelsea agenda, you guys are in the window for a left back. Mm. You've been linked to some names. Mm. The Digne one's off the cards.
Mm-hmm.
The name, Serginio Dest.
Mm.
What do you think of him?
Apparently, he doesn't want to come. So, I mean,
who does he play for?
Plays for Barcelona. He can play both sides, but he's
just to be clear. Pulisic's fellow countryman.
Another Captain America.
We don't need another one.
No.
We definitely don't need another one. I think, apparently, the rumours are Chelsea are going to try and get Emerson out of Lyon.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know some Chelsea fans are up in arms about it. I can see how it makes sense. Like, why would Chelsea buy another left-back?
But why and then get rid of him for how long?
Yeah, but think about it. We basically just want to get the season done with, and not, because otherwise we have four left backs. We barely could get him on, like, out. And if you've ever seen Chelsea play with Alonso, I can't.
I hate watching Alonso.
I don't know how he's a footballer. Like, I genuinely do not understand. Oh. It's like he plays at like 5 miles an hour. Like, I just
he slows it down so much. I don't know how he made it into like pro football.
Honestly.
But then there's also rumors about the fact that you guys are going to have to pay Leon to bring your own player back
yeah.
to your club. How do you feel about that, Bri?
I think it's a scam. No, we're being robbed because we've loaned out our own player. Now telling us that we have to pay a fee to get someone back that we own.
But I think with
unless there's a clause,
recalling
somewhere.
Someone's loan, I think there's a clause if there's a certain amount of games, then you can't trigger the recall without compensating the club or something along those lines.
You know what?
And Leon are broke, so they definitely need the money.
You know what? Okay, agenda aside, I hear it because it's like you're in the middle of the season thinking that this player is going to last you till the end of the season. Now the club has come back and said we want him back. Of course, there will have to be some sort of compensation for them. So, agenda aside, I hear it, to be honest. Justified.
And lastly, Chelsea fans, one game away from Wembley, Tottenham midweek, you going through?
Yeah, I didn't watch our midweek game, but seeing how we performed, even though it was a team that I even forgot who we played yesterday.
Chesterfield.
Yeah, I thought it was even Huddersfield. But yeah, them, seeing how we played yesterday, even it was them, I'm hoping that we keep that same momentum going during the week and just knock Tottenham out.
And Timo, for you, you're knocking your old boss out, the cup?
Man, I hope so, man. I hope that hair transplant falls out in the middle of the match because I've said this before on this pod. I will never forgive the way Conte treated our club. Listen, and I just know that he's not going to succeed at Tottenham. You can already see the man is stressed. He's so stressed already.
I feel like Tottenham is such a lost cause here. No one can actually like fix
it. They can't fix it. No matter what they do,
it's the history of the Tottenham.
They should just
go back to hiring like, you know, mid-table relegation level managers.
They did. Nuno.
Oh yeah. I think because they got to the Champions League final. That has kind of like set the precedent for them where they feel like, yeah, the next manager that comes in needs to bring us Champions League football.
Do you not think that was embarrassing when they did? Your manager is crying on the pitch. Everyone is like hugging and crying like they've won the cup. I feel so before the game when they had the whole squad in the team photo. Like you've never like where's your composure? Like, can you at least act like a big club? I didn't know. Nah.
Do you know the last time they won the league? Like there wasn't internet, there was nothing. Do you know the Berlin Wall was still up?
Oh my
when
God.
The they're not a big club.
This is what one just started.
They, I think, what was it, 1960 something?
Honestly,
it was in the 60s.
Like literally, them times when you call a post World War II times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can still have a little bit of composure. Like, why?
Where is the composure going to come from?
Bro,
honestly, never held a trophy.
I remember that was the same year they opened up their new stadium. So they were thinking new stadium, Champions League.
They
were gassed. Yeah, like emotions were running high.
They had those big posters saying the only place in London to see the Champions League. Do you remember?
Yeah, on the underground.
Yeah.
Awful. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. The, what is the, where is your composure? Like,
no class.
Nothing. Anyway, yeah, Tottenham getting knocked out, hopefully, man.
Yeah,
they
need
to go.
And I'm not even going to lie, I really hope Arsenal just finish them as well. Just finish them. Finish their season on Sunday. Because I can't be arsed with Tottenham.
We need to run it up.
I can see
Harry
Kane
scoring. You're
making
a season, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Run back that performance.
We need to.
We
but
can't
obviously, we're away this time round. Atmosphere is going to be different, so.
Yeah, the stadium's going to be packed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
North London Derby's away. Never again.
Have you been to your Tottenham?
It's bad.
Really?
It's bad.
Not how bad is it?
It's just, it's too much.
Mm. Is it just too tense?
Yeah. It's tense. Everyone's on edge. And if you lose, it's a long day.
What, away?
Long day.
And you know Tottenham, yeah? There's only one way out.
Are you serious?
It's not like Arsenal where you can, you know,
yeah,
go Holloway Road, you're going seven.
No, there's one
Tottenham
route.
Seven Sisters, that's it.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, nah. Sorry. No, we have to win. We have to. There's no way. We have to be back to back.
Our test is at the wheel, so everything's going to be okay.
Must be at the wheel of a Honda Civic, boy. Anyways, moving on. Bree, Chelsea, how many trophies can you win this season?
Chad, don't even start with this agenda.
Quadruple!
No one ever said quadruple.
You've already won one cup anyway.
What cup?
It's a Super Cup.
Super Cup.
What's that?
Please a cup that you will not ever win. So,
thank you, Ziva.
That was unnecessary.
Damn.
Unnecessary.
Oh, yes.
Like,
that was so provoking, but like, I like that.
So even though Chelsea are sitting second in the league, you guys think you're out of the tower.
You know like, what? On, no, don't say, you know what? I'm actually...
Bree, right? Relax yourself. Relax yourself over there. Because I'm not going to come and defend you.
Let me talk my shit. I'm going to be like very optimistic here, yeah. I genuinely don't think the title race is over.
Oh
in
my
it.
Gosh.
Because we're still in February. We're even still in Jan. Remember that Pep wants the Champions League more than the Premier League.
But it's really his.
It's not.
Bree, please. Ooh. I'm not going to.
What's the point, girl? It doesn't matter.
It's like 11 points.
Yeah, 11
no, points. But they
it's
can drop
11.
Points.
What is it?
Like, they can still drop points.
Brie,
and we can.
Chelsea lose their last game.
They
no,
drew.
We drew.
They,
yeah, so it was.
They drew. The current point gap is 10.
Oh, we man. Can still close that gap.
Do you think we're beating them on Saturday?
So, I have hope.
They're not losing from now till.
Let me talk.
Till
yeah.
Like, last, did you expect us to beat them three times last season?
Champions League final, yeah.
Before that. FA Cup semi-final, did you expect
me,
us to beat them? That last Premier League game, did you expect us to beat them?
Can I just say something, Brie? Like, listen, me and Tuchel very much appreciate your support.
I'm like, his wife,
you know what? Me and Tuchel, like, but on a serious note, we ain't catching them. And
no,
at
we
the beginning,
can, though.
At the beginning of the season, you and Anita sat there and said, Chelsea are winning the league. I said to you, I cannot say it in my chest because I just knew something.
And I still stand by that.
The history of Chelsea, just that December was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, and you know
what?
January's
even worse.
Horrible.
No, but listen,
where
December was a bad patch. Every club goes through a bad patch.
No, Brie, where are they dropping points, please? Who,
no, seriously.
Like,
where are they dropping
in a serious
during
note.
The Champions League games.
Do you know what it is about Man City though? Yeah. Like, let's just wait up here.
Are we forgetting that they didn't
in
start
a third
dropping
round
points?
FA Cup game, they played Cancelo, Bernardo Silva.
Pep didn't want to. He wanted to say, "I'm here."
He was low down.
They played Kevin De Bruyne. And a couple of academy players.
Just a couple.
How do Chelsea compete with that?
We can. We already did before.
We have players like Alonso representing our club. But you think in a starting 11.
The thing is, everyone's acting like this Manchester City team is a whole new squad. We beat them three times and we can do it again. This was the same squad that beat them. There's no other point.
Can I just one more thing? Like, Man City, you got to understand.
And we won the Champions League.
But yeah, but you got to understand.
It doesn't matter. You're going for the league and he's literally just going to do the same thing. Whether you beat him or not, he's still going to get the league.
Yeah, but we can beat them. The thing is, we can beat them, then the points gap is 7 points, and then they draw, then the points gap becomes six.
Brie,
and we win.
Brie,
it can be a smaller team.
Brie, over here. Can I just say something? You're talking about Man City, like dropping points. You think Chelsea are going unbeaten?
We can.
Do you think Chelsea?
When?
We do not have the capacity. We do not have the capacity to go unbeaten.
I'm being optimistic.
Our injuries alone.
Positivity.
Not even our contract situation.
I'm manifesting.
Alonso.
Yeah, but Alonso, don't get me wrong, I don't enjoy watching him yet. He has his moments.
We don't have wing backs right now. We have Aspi.
We actually don't have wing backs.
And we have Alonso.
Then we switch up the formation.
Aspi looked like he was tired after 2 minutes playing against Liverpool. You really think that he's going to go...
Look at the way we came back against Liverpool.
And we didn't win.
Yeah, but we still came back and we didn't lose.
Am I crazy?
I'm on Bree's side. I agree with you.
No, please. She's like, go on, Bree, go for it.
No, but the thing is, yeah, okay, we... Like, Liverpool, I'm not going to lie, I expected us to lose. Once we were 2-0 down, I was going to switch off my TV. But we came back. It shows that we still have that drive to turn things around.
And it's beautiful, and I love this, like, scenes, isn't it? Scenes when we scored the second goal.
So you genuinely don't think we can try to close the gap?
I am more worried about what's coming in over our shoulder than I am up to, the league is done
so
and dusted.
So, Tima, then can I ask you, do you think Chelsea are in the top four race?
Yeah.
Well, duh.
You should be asking that about Arsenal.
No. That's not what I meant by that. I meant that with Chelsea's inconsistency, do you see them getting dragged into the top four?
I think
four
everyone
race
underneath Man City is in a top four race.
I know what you're saying. What she's saying is, you see how we were dragged into the top four race until the last day against Villa? Do you think that we're going to be... Because of our inconsistencies, you think we're going to be dragged into that?
I think so, but I think Chelsea will get over the line.
No,
more comfortable than last two seasons, but I'm not looking up. That's basically what I'm saying.
Oh no, I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep looking up.
Can I ask a question?
See the stars, then.
Am I wrong? Like, have I got this wrong? Is Jorginho your top scorer?
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
Is it not Reece James?
No, I think it's Jorginho. How can it be that you think you will have a nailed on like top three space with Jorginho as your top scorer? Like, you have to score goals. I'm not like...
But our goals are shared throughout the team.
We don't just have like one scorer. Everyone scores.
It's not a good sign when... Okay, everyone scores, but it's not a good sign when your top scorers are people that you... Your goal scorers aren't scoring. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can't.
That attack doesn't work. There's no clicking. It doesn't click.
That's what I'm saying. So you guys are gonna be down in the trenches with the rest of us.
Come on, man.
With the rest of us. I understand that the type of system we have at the moment, I'd say it's not sustainable. But I'll be damned if my team will be down in the trenches with the likes of you lot.
But you're there already.
No, we're not. There's still a healthy gap between us and you guys. Let's keep it.
Is there?
Yeah,
there is.
The gap between Arsenal and Chelsea
is still healthy.
It's 8 points. Right?
Yeah, 8 points with a game in hand.
Yeah, that's nice.
To be fair though, if
you don't think it is nice.
If we are going to look at it that way,
you guys are getting a bit too big for me just because you're sitting.
That's why they got to get humble today.
I'm just on team aside. Well, you literally got to look behind you.
I think we need to look behind us.
It's closing up.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at what's ahead of me and this Manchester City.
Those 8 points breathing on our neck. And you're looking at the stars.
Hang on.
But it's even ahead at the top.
let's go back. So, Brie, you said that you believe Chelsea can close the gap on Man City. why do you believe that the teams below Chelsea can't close the gap on you guys?
Because they're better than them.
But your form suggests you guys haven't won a back-to-back game since November.
Yeah, but are we not still above all of those teams?
For now.
Are we still not above them?
You guys have to play City. According to Tima, you guys are going to lose.
I never said that we was going to lose.
But you said you weren't going to win.
I just said we got City next. That's all I said.
But Bray said you guys are going to win and you were basically like,
I
no.
I never said that.
What is going on?
I'm optimistic, yeah. But
that's what you said you're gonna win.
No, I'm optimistic in the sense where, what am I saying?
From the non-Chelsea fans, how do you see the City-Chelsea game going?
City where? Aren't infallible. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, I'm just gonna ask where it is.
Etihad.
I don't think these days it matters if it's away or at home, you know.
I mean,
for certain clubs, not for
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to do this. Let's just remember. Let's rewind. If you watch, you know, go watch the episode where Faye sat on this couch and she said the reason why Chelsea lost because Kante was sick. The reverse fixture. We sat here. We asked that, like, Chelsea got outplayed at Stamford Bridge. You agree, right?
Yeah.
Faye sat here and told us. Kante was sick, and that's why we lost. What did Manchester City do? So, watching Manchester City, do you think you can go to Etihad and come away with a result?
I think it'll come away with a draw, you know.
I think so. I'll be happy with a point. If we get a point, you know, we've already dropped their points by one.
No, the gap will be the same. It would be the same.
It would still be 10. It would be 10. She said, give me my point.
Fuck's sake.
Listen, I think you guys will win.
Thank you.
Chelsea win?
Yeah, no, and I'm not trolling either. Seriously? When they played us, they were not that good. They did not very much to me. They didn't cook us.
My issue is, do you know what I think? Why I'm optimistic as well, my issue with Pep is that he always overthinks bigger games. Look at what he did in the Champions League final.
Yeah, no offense, though. That's not the Champions League final.
No, I know, but just in general, like when it comes
to
playing,
but
yeah,
you're in the Prem.
Yeah, I think it would be very disingenuous to not use the reverse fixture this season as a point of reference to Manchester City. Absolutely came to Stamford Bridge and spanked you guys. Whether the scoreline reflected it or not.
I don't think it was like a spanking.
You got caught.
You were playing a flat back five.
So you got spanked.
I think after they scored, we came back into it a little bit.
You did score an offside goal, right? Lukaku. It was offside though. Or Werner. One of the two.
Most likely Werner.
Julie, do you think Chelsea will win away at the Etihad?
No.
City win or a draw?
Probably a draw, but I see City winning.
Sammy?
Yeah, I think it's a draw, but I think City will dominate a good majority.
Hey, I'm just talking what I know.
I think they'll dominate a majority of the game. Because sometimes we forget about City. We forget, like...
I don't.
So, three, if Chelsea go away to the Etihad and come away with nothing, is Chelsea out of the title race then?
Okay, I'm going to stop trolling now.
She's being serious, guys.
So you made me sweat for 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to stop trolling before people actually think, like, I'm not okay upstairs. I'm perfectly fine. Yeah, we're out of the title race, unfortunately. And to be honest, if we beat City, then I think the conversation can still be held as to whether there's been a title race or not.
Wow.
That's me being very serious, yeah. Well, if we lose, then I'm not talking about a title race anymore. Then it's done. Because then that sends them 13 points clear.
Hmm. 13 points clear with no striker. This league is a joke. Well, anyways,
we need to have a dialogue about the quality of the Premier League. I think we need to have it someday because this is really bad.
I think we saved that for international break.
Yeah.
They cooked us for it when we were saying Liverpool won the league and the quality of the league was declining.
I remember.
I was like, the league, we were all like, the league is bad. And we got caught.
And it's everyone's saying it now. The league has been bad for how many seasons now? Like,
okay, guys, moving on. to the gold digger, lovely ladies. The Manchester United women have not shown their face for about 3 weeks. They've been all MIA together.
This whole season.
I haven't seen them in like 2 months.
Bro. So, you know, we can openly discuss what is happening at Manchester United Football Club. In the past week and a half in the media, there's leaks of 11 players being unhappy. Luke Shaw named amongst them. Harry Maguire, them not being happy with Ronaldo. Mason Greenwood. And, oh, let's not forget, Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph's Reds.
To take them back to the summit of football.
I have a question. Is that comment that Ronaldo made to Maguire actually true?
What did he say? No, you know what's funny? I've heard that joke being made before about Harry, saying that the only silverware you're going to see is the handcuffs that you got.
Oh.
Agreed.
No lies were told, though.
What's it called? Blimey.
Right.
Called Blimey.
Is it called Blimey?
That's hilarious, though.
God,
it's true.
No, but guys, honestly, what's wrong with United?
United are shit. I've been saying it.
I think it's a lot of entitlement.
I'm sure, actually.
I think that they're just too many egotistic players in that club, and they need someone to come in and actually regulate them, put them back in their place, and let them know, like, hello, hi, like, you guys are acting like you're the biggest players, and what's the last big silverware you guys won in the post-Fergie era? Nothing.
Europa League.
Is that big silverware?
That's the biggest thing they've won since regular.
For a club like Man United, they should be embarrassed.
They won the treble when Mourinho was doing.
And what did they get? They get Community Shield, take up Europa. Yeah.
Can you imagine if that was Arsenal Football Club? They would have cut us.
They would have finished us. I don't know.
So what do we make of it then? Ronaldo back at Old Trafford, is he the reason for all their problems?
No, he's part of it.
I say he's part of it.
They shouldn't have bought him to begin with. Why did they bring in Ronaldo? I thought, I'm not gonna lie, at the time when they made the purchase for Ronaldo, I thought, yeah, they're gonna run away with all the titles.
Did you?
I thought he was gonna come and, you know, do what he needs to do and retire, but evidently,
it's a lot more.
Yeah, and he's old. Ronaldo's old, like. He's done. Retire.
I was speaking to Moyo about Manchester United. She doesn't believe the report. She thinks it's been fabricated. But I think to myself, I mean, the way they've done my boy Donny van der Beek, I just...
Oh, they've done him so
I might, like, I was watching back videos of him when he was at Ajax, and I'm like, they really did him dirty. Like, how is he not getting a game? Mm-hmm. Like, some of those players... McTominay, Fred, Matic, you're saying that he's not better than any of those players. I believe the report, like, I don't think any player who was unhappy under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, since he's left, what has changed? He's still picking those same players that he was. I think the whole thing is embarrassing. They pander to Ronaldo. Ronaldo's undroppable because he cries and sulks. I think, and Ronaldo needs to look at the last two clubs. So Ajax were a mess. You left. Manchester United are now a mess. Juventus.
But to be fair, in Ronaldo's defence, could you not think some United fans will argue that without Ronaldo, United are Europa League boys again?
No, that's not true.
Yes. 100%.
Sancho would have stepped up for me.
No, what I'm saying is, without Ronaldo, it's facts. Without Ronaldo's goals in the Champions League, Manchester United are Europa League again. Yeah. And then I think he scored about, 42% of their winning goals in the pack.
But I do think his purchase is limiting the development of other players because he's undroppable.
Yeah. Like who?
Greenwood, Sancho.
Yep.
I even say Rashford to a certain extent. Be free. There's no Man United.
Rashford is the same guy.
Let me tell you something. Rashford is a product of the managerial crisis at Manchester United. He is the same player at 22, 23 that he was at 18. And that could potentially be Mason Greenwood if Manchester United don't get their shit together. I remember Rashford's debut because it was against Arsenal.
Yeah.
He came on, braces, scored 2 goals. 3-2 loss, I will never forget. And he still hasn't improved since then. And I feel like that's down to the managerial side of things, not just Ronaldo.
Mm.
But Greenwood is the same thing. I don't think that Manchester United have done anything to compliment Sancho. Mm-hmm. Sancho has never been, I don't know, because you watch Bundesliga highline, you're off this false image that Sancho is a quick player. He's not quick. He can move. Like, he's like a Saka. He can move, but he's not rapid. Yeah. He's not going to kick the ball in front of a man and run it down the channel and beat you. That's never been Sancho's style of play. But that's the type of football that they're getting him to play. Manchester United is just... it's a shithole. Like, sorry. If I'm being real, they spent money on nothing. A smart squad. Like, for me, to a certain degree, Chelsea squad planning makes perfect sense. To a certain degree. You might have bought a few wrong ones. Pulisic, Ziyech. But I feel like... Werner as well, sorry. Kai was a good buy.
Don't say W. Bri,
I know you can hate me, but I think Lukaku was a good buy. You get some midfielders in, because I think Chelsea need them badly. And then you're looking like a squad again. United just bought shit on top of shit on top of shit.
No, genuinely.
They bought Luke Shaw. They bought Maguire. You go into the window. Did you really need Sancho this summer?
They didn't.
No, you needed a midfielder. Now look at you. The same problem you had 2 years ago, you're having now. Because you didn't plan properly.
Yeah.
It's just... a bunch of shit. Listen, if my club spent the money that United spent and we hadn't seen a league title, they have the most expensive squad in the Premier League. Their squad costs more than Manchester City.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they are sitting seventh in the Premier League table.
How many points clear from top, like the fourth position?
They're close. They're very close.
They've got games in hand, though.
They've got one game in hand.
Or is it two?
Or two.
They've got two games
in hand. If Man United fans are sitting here, they'll be like, oh, we have 2-1 game in hand. We're going to catch up.
They said that already.
They said that already. Look.
The first game in hand.
They've got finished by one.
Funny enough, they're only... They're only four points off top four.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 weeks, this conversation can look very different.
But is it going to?
But the thing is, though, generally speaking, in the long term, it's not working. It's not going to work
out. Next up for Manchester United...
They've got Villa.
...is... they've got Villa in the cup tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's not given.
And then they are away to Brentford and then home Brentford to West Ham.
Brentford are going to make them work.
Home to
West Ham will make them work.
Home to West Ham.
West Ham will make them
work. West Ham
will
make them work.
The West Ham team is
so will Brentford. Brentford exactly. Is no joke.
Give them a run for
they gave City a good game as well.
Can we just
see, have you forgotten how they gave us a run for our money?
Nah, I still see those nightmares. Can we just talk about the fall off of Aaron Wan-Bissaka?
He wasn't good in the first place.
Even Audrey has gotten off that run.
What do you mean by fall off though? Even that, I think that's just bad business by Manchester United. If you look at Wan-Bissaka at Palace, he's not a £50 million signing.
Right.
He's a pathetic excuse of a right back. All he does, slide tackle here. You might as well have been a figure skater.
Should have gone to AFCON.
But enough about Manchester United. It's not fair. There's no one here to defend them.
We don't cook them enough.
No, we actually don't cook them enough
because... there's no way that for the amount that they've spent, we should just be like, oh, they're still in the top four race. Mm. That's embarrassing. That's disgusting.
What are they doing at home right now? Just like watching it all burn.
They do what they think they're doing, what City does. Like, you know what they did with Grealish, where they were like, oh, we don't want anyone else to get him, so let's get Grealish. That's what they do. They got Ronaldo because they didn't want City to get him. They got Sancho because they didn't want... and they have all these players.
Even on the Grealish thing, though, I think Grealish is great squad planning by Manchester City.
Yeah, it is.
He's 25. Mm-hmm. Kevin De Bruyne is going on to his 30. That's eventually the replacement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Buying Sancho, Ronaldo, who else did they buy this window? Is that it? No, one
Varane.
Champions League Varane. Let's not forget.
Can't forget Varane. He's been out for half the season already.
How many times has Varane played this season?
Not many.
Four times? He's not played that much.
Yeah. But apparently...
it's less than 10.
What was the argument at the start of the season? Man United had the best... was it the best attack or the best defence?
Best defence.
Best defence.
Yeah. Sports goals.
Okay. They have three clean sheets in 22 games.
Three clean sheets?
Three clean sheets in 22 games.
Actually, let me not scream because Chelsea have more.
No, because Chelsea have more.
In the last 22 games?
Chelsea have more in the league than Man United have in all competitions.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
So do Arsenal, by the way. Just putting out there. That's perfect.
Maguire is so bad.
That
he's made Varane look average. He's actually in
Varane's defense, when you're a good player and you're surrounded by shit, you can't save everyone.
You can't.
You can't. But to be fair, there's no to be fair, man. You know.
Can I just say something? Do you know if Phil Jones came back last?
Why is Phil Jones still at United?
Like, he hasn't played in 2.5 years, yeah? And he was their best player.
Who's their best player? That was their best player. By far.
That's crazy!
It's 2013 all over again. He's back.
But do you know what, yeah? Since the English media don't do it enough, we're going to do it. Let's talk about these British players. Luke Shaw, pathetic. For even for him to have something in the media about he's unhappy, he's been there 8 seasons.
That's so true.
8 seasons. One good Euro campaign and half a good season. He's better than Chilwell. He's better than Robertson. He's better than consistent fullbacks. He's one of the highest paid fullbacks in Europe.
Can I just say something? Why is he on TV, national TV, speaking? What are you? Why are you coming out with your chest? You should be.
No one else is going to speak.
He should be in a, running down that tunnel, running out that stage, stinking up. You're stinking up the place, and you're out here saying, "Oh, there's no like, there's all fractured." Shut up, man. Like honestly, if that was my if that was Ben Chilwell, I'm like honestly, like you need to get out. Like, why are you coming out and saying anything? And he was never been good. I don't even think he was good for half a season. But he had like 10 good games.
It's just one thing. Uncle Jose is always right in the end.
Who did he call Vernon?
He's always right in the end. And his predictions have come. And he told you United fans about Luke Shaw. And he didn't listen. Another player, Harry Maguire.
Stinking.
80 million.
For fridge.
Paul Merson told them.
They didn't want to listen.
They thought they had their Van Dijk.
Because he won one Prem.
Right?
They thought they had the guy, like literally had the best centre-back in Europe. This guy can't move.
It's so bad that today, Roy Keane cooked him and United didn't play.
Wait, how? After the game, yeah. I love Roy Keane.
Roy Keane was going in there.
Like,
what if,
how did
United not even play today?
I need to watch that.
United lives in his brain.
I was just like, wow.
Oh, like, he kills me.
Speaking on United though, Steven Gerrard takes Aston Villa to Old Trafford tomorrow.
I need Stevie G to come in big action tomorrow.
To be fair, in the Chelsea game when I did watch them, I think Villa had moments where they looked dangerous. Like the first half, I think it's Ollie Watkins. He was given, I think, is it Chalobah? He was giving him a torrid time. They just couldn't finish. Do you see United going out of the cup tomorrow?
If I want Ollie Watkins to score an 89th minute winner and for him to do a Jose Mourinho, run down the touchline, slide.
Sammy, do you see Villa coming away?
I do.
Going into the fourth round of the cup?
I do. I feel like that new manager bounce has actually come and done Villa quite nicely. And Stevie G's gonna be back on the sidelines this time round. And I feel like they could give them a really good game because United looks discombobulated at the moment. There's still no tactics. The father of Tuchel and Klopp is not doing anything. Nothing is happening at United, and I don't know what they're gonna come out with. Because following Wolves' game, they're atrocious. I can't believe what I was seeing. United just didn't know how to play together, overlapping each other. As if communication is not free. So I think Villa will give them a good game because I feel like there's a bit more structure there now. Coutinho's coming in as well.
Coutinho's fall from grace is so sad to watch.
No, it's not. It's not. Thanks, Jesus. You don't understand how long I have been waiting for this day. This is one of my agendas, my longest running agendas, and it has finally paid off. You don't understand.
No, tell us, please. What's the
Since 2012 to 2013, I've been saying Coutinho is not that good. And everyone was like, yeah, because of those long range screamers where he would like have one of those proper top bins goals from all the way out. Everyone would be like, yeah, da, da, da. And I was saying to people, this guy just shoots and shoots and shoots until it sticks. And apart from that, he's okay, but he's nothing to write home about. And they were like, no, you'll see. Da, 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 da. He went to Barcelona. What did he do?
Nothing.
135 million.
I knew Barca got bumped. And I said, I'm so happy. I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I'm the biggest hater of all time. And I'm very happy.
You might buy at Villa.
Villa. Who cares? I've won.
And someone said, like, his highlight since he's been at Barcelona was scoring against them in the Champions League. That's his highlight.
To be fair, though, his CV is, he's won 8 trophies.
Yeah, his CV is hefty, though.
Being alone.
How long was he at Barca?
Three years or 4 years.
So he's won stuff at Barca and
Bayern Munich.
He's been around.
I haven't thought he went to Bayern.
Do you see him alone as well?
I think so, yeah. I think they can give him a game. Yeah.
Agree?
I want Aston Villa to knock them out and just humble them.
Me too. They know what we're talking about.
They need that humbling. Because today, hey! That's it, cool.
United, I feel like cool. With Arsenal, yeah, it's like people don't really care anymore because...
People don't care.
Yeah.
Do you want to see my mission?
I was going to say, people don't care.
Huh? People act like they don't care, but they do. Because when the whistle goes,
wait. I just realised, in what round did you guys get knocked out last season?
The same round.
Southampton.
Yeah.
You got knocked out in the third round last season?
Yeah. Hey!
No, we didn't. We didn't get knocked out.
Wasn't it
round.
The fourth
Remember,
round?
We got knocked out fourth round or fifth round. This is only the second time we've been knocked out.
Yeah.
The two times we've been knocked out in the third round is by Nottingham Forest Football Club. 4-2. Oh, I remember 4-2
under Wenger. What is it about this club that just holds back?
Oh, swear.
That's why I said at the beginning as well. So I don't know what's going on there, but... It's
cool.
Crazy.
So I want to cover one more thing. Liverpool Football Club and their COVID saga. False positives, I think, was the word today. They had false positives. Mm-hmm. My question is, at the highest level of football, how do you have false positive tests that takes you 3 days, is it, to reopen your training centre? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, and the confirmation is, since they last played Chelsea, only one additional Liverpool player had COVID, and that was Trent Alexander-Arnold. So, Julie, how do you feel about that?
I hate them. Because I really wanted to play that game.
Same.
On Wednesday. I was actually tweeted, I was really looking forward to it. Mm. But, yeah, they were probably... My agenda is they were shook.
They're pissies. What they're trying to do is
big time.
You're telling me from then to now your players magically come back.
No, it's not going to happen because most of their players, Salah and Mane, are probably going to get COVID in Africa anyway. So
wow,
Mendy just tested positive. So
Mendy misses most of them. I think it's like their players.
I swear, Bamingham just tested positive as well.
He did,
So he got it in Dubai though.
he brought it over.
But yeah, no, I just think they're just fake. Like, it's just agenda. But then they're now throwing around that, we can't cancel FA Cup games for COVID, blah, blah, blah. It's the rules. Like, okay, whatever.
Rubbish.
So yeah, the rule is you even play the FA Cup game and you get kicked out. But then it should have been the same for the EFL Cup.
Exactly.
And my suspicion is that Liverpool had a lot of injuries at the time.
Yeah.
Origi was out. Minamino was out. Yeah. Thiago's still out.
Yeah.
Robertson had a red card, which he finished his suspension now. They were without Alisson and Matip and Firmino.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to play Arsenal with a weakened squad. And then, of course, TV rights, Sky Sports, where we want all the best players.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody, bloody, blah. But since when do injuries cause postponement?
And then today, Everton and Leicester's game got postponed because of AFCON and injuries.
Yeah.
And we were forced to play Wolves with three players.
It's not consistent.
The maths is not mapping at all.
So then how do we make it consistent? Is it a certain number needs to be met and then the game gets called off? Because case by case, it just creates too much chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't they tried to do that? Haven't they tried to set...
They haven't set... The FA are still under the impression that it should be a case by case basis, depending on whether clubs get their game postponed or not. I know
so
Tuchel was angry
that
with you need 14 players to play a game. 14. No matter who the 14 are, you need 14 players. That's for Premier League. The difference
Liverpool
is
with
EFL Cup, right? It's not a Premier League game. Liverpool had 80 players at their disposal because you can field youth players.
Exactly.
So you're telling me
you're the player candidate.
Out of the 80 players, you only had 7 available. 7.
They were lying.
They're lying for their teeth.
I don't know how what they mean by false positives. We had a lot of false positives. Do you know how unlikely it is to get a false positive, exactly, even a lateral flow test?
Exactly.
The specificity is so high. They were lying, like, through their teeth. And I cannot stress this enough. Like, I want this on record. Lies. This is actually, like, clock me say we had loads of false positives. Why didn't you all go and queue for NHS to give you your 24-hour positive or negative PCR?
Exactly.
Yeah, full football club, you know.
Big Liverpool, you know.
Big Liverpool football club.
But when they forced, who was it to play their kids last year?
Villa.
Oh, Villa.
Mm, lovely.
Right. Mm. Didn't they kicked out Leighton Orient earlier in this competition because they couldn't field their team because of COVID?
I don't think any games should be postponed unless it's about the risk of training, like as in having the players train. I think that they should just make it so that even in the Prem, you can just bring kids from the academy.
Yeah.
Because I think they should see it as an opportunity, to be honest.
Exactly. I don't necessarily agree with the Premier League, I can't lie.
I think it would be good chaos.
You're putting people's title at risk, you're putting people's relegation at risk, European places.
I like it.
You like it.
The Premier League has been too boring, we need a bit of chaos.
Yeah, it's true. I fully agree. Let's just, come on, let's do this.
We need chaos.
And lastly, to wrap up, guys, the African Cup of Nations is back. I'm not sure if you guys watched the opening game. I did. Yeah. It was amazing.
Chaos.
Where is it being?
Sky Cameroon. Sports.
Oh, is it?
It's in Cameroon. It's on Sky Sports.
Okay. Can we talk about Sky Sports coverage?
Cameroon hosted Burkina Faso. They won 3-1.
I didn't watch the last bit.
Julie, how did you find it?
I think that, the start, it was hilarious. Like, the first 4 seconds.
You got a yellow card.
What did you think?
Would have been a red. I can't lie. That was
no, big facts. Would have been a red.
Man went.
Right by the groin. And I'm just hello?
Chaos.
Lad, you know, I'm sorry. The penalties for me was
no. They got two penalties in 7 minutes.
They used their VAR.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Right. It was funny to watch.
I've called a straight violence.
But just on the coverage, though, I would rather, but for me, this is personal, I would rather Sky Sports just show us the game and not give us lazy punditry that doesn't know anything about African players, rather than force the issue of, okay, we've now just stuck you in the studio and a bunch of people are going to tell me, look how big and powerful he is. Well, he's strong. He can run really quick.
Mm.
No, and not appreciate the technical ballers of African players.
Mm.
But then again, on the other hand, I understand because it's like, it's lazy. If this was a European championship, you guys would make sure that there's pundits in the studio.
100%.
Mm. So, is that where do we go? But they also done the same for Copa America. There was no pundits, no nothing. It was just, you got to watch the game and that's it. And half-time highlights, full-time highlights, and that was that.
I'm even surprised Sky Sports are, showing us the live games. I didn't even know. I thought it was going to be on, like, BBC or something.
So,
BLM.
I'm really shocked to hear Sky Sports.
Oh, when you guys put your neck on the line. Tima, who's winning AFCON?
I think Nigeria.
Nigeria. Cool. Sammy?
Algeria.
Brie?
Nigeria. Even though...
Julie?
I think Senegal can win it.
And Brianna?
Algeria.
Okay. Who's in Algeria?
Maris. They're defending champions, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for someone different, and I'm going to pick Ivory Coast.
Who's in Ivory Coast?
Arsenal players. Okay, I'll put Ivory Coast as my dark horse. The only thing is about Senegal is they're just ballers.
Yeah,
they've had the best team for so long, and all they fucking do is ball it.
Who have Senegal got?
Your keeper?
Mane. Oh, shit. Mendy. I always even think it's Cameroon or
something.
I always get mixed
Mendy
up.
Mendy got confirmed. I think like 8 of their players was confirmed
Mendy
today.
COVID. Got COVID.
Well, I don't know how many they have to play, but they all missed in the first game. So.
Yeah. What about Ghana?
No, please.
Sorry?
Hey. Got party.
Listen. I'm so sorry.
Come on.
I love Ghana.
Thank you.
I really
we appreciate
love Ghana. But, you know, your group is... Who's in your group?
Morocco.
And?
Yeah. I don't know this. I can't remember.
Morocco's enough.
You're playing Morocco tomorrow?
It's not Egypt.
Egypt. No, Egypt's in Nigeria's group. Ghana's group is very tough.
It is.
If you got Aubameyang's team.
No.
I'm sure. Go on.
So who is it not Nigeria? So one of Ghana or Nigeria have a tough group.
Gabon. Yeah, we got Gabon.
I think it's Ghana. I think it's Ghana got a tough group.
Oh no. Yeah.
Who've you got?
So you've got Morocco, Gabon, and Comoros. Is that how you say it's it?
It's not them.
Comoros.
I think it's Nigeria.
No, Nigeria's group is not tough either. I'm so sorry, Tima. Ghana's going nowhere. Tom's party, hurry up and come back. I think Senegal, Morocco, and Algeria are probably the three best teams. Dark horses, I'm going to go for Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire, sorry. Yeah.
Why not Nigeria?
Have you seen
Nigeria's defence? Yeah. Nigeria's defence. Is prayers and inshallah. And that keeper. Oh,
that keeper is just pretty to look at.
He's very pretty.
Nigeria, they were winning 4-0. Do you know what the match finished? 4-4.
Wait, that's not falling.
Nigerians, they were just vibes. I only said Nigeria, disclaimer, I only said Nigeria because it's my country, innit? But like, based on, I didn't say based on abilities, it's based on country, just for those that are listening, in case we don't know. Just making that clear.
I don't really want to get into the transfer rumours because nothing's heating
still
up.
Still early days.
What about Vlahovic?
Vlahovic.
I don't want to say his name wrong.
Vlahovic.
Vlahovic.
Is he linked to Arsenal?
Unfortunately.
Apparently he just want to go.
That's what he said before, but we could convince him.
As an Arsenal fan, I don't want anyone at my team that doesn't want to be here. It doesn't bode for good anything.
To be fair, Arteta did say that. He said that he's not going to beg anyone. So it suggests that maybe he's changed his mind.
I think just agent fees. If you pay the agent enough, they'll convince the player to come.
I just think they're doing what... that when we were after Locatelli and they kept going and then, you know, typical agent move of you're trying to create traffic towards your client.
Yeah.
You as shit as Arsenal are, use Arsenal on social media, gets the people going. So people pay attention.
Yeah, and obviously Juventus are out of the race now, so it's just Arsenal that are watching him.
Tottenham are also watching
him. Tottenham are watching who? Players? They're not going to win anything.
Tottenham are trying to get Vlahovic.
Yeah.
Harry Kane, yeah, that makes sense actually.
But I don't know. I think we'll leave the transfer rumours to next week when things get hot. Yeah. 9th of January, just all rumours, nothing concrete.
Hearing the name Harry Kane, I haven't heard that name.
Because he hasn't done anything.
Yeah. Makes you think.
Yeah, the media
makes you wonder.
The media need to cook him. I'm sorry.
They won't.
He's never going to get cooked. He's
Britain's boy.
He's a star boy.
He had that one goal up until the last month.
He went crazy for that goal. Well done, number two.
Crazy, man.
Boy, that's awful.
All right. Thank you guys for listening or watching. Please do follow our socials once again at Gold Diggers UK on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.